Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Tech Talk with Charles Mall and Charles Miller. And your phone calls are welcome. You can always pop on through here at 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen, welcome. How you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning to you all.
All right.
Yeah, beautiful morning.
It is.
A nice ride in on the motorcycle. Boy, it was nice and cool.
Oh, yeah.
Just the wind blowing in your face felt really good.
It's a nice time of day.
Sure beats that 100 degrees.
Hard to believe it's August in Oklahoma and in Kansas today.
That's exactly right. It was super nice. Yeah. And all kinds of good news popping up, you know, in the business worlds. I saw that Apple is now the most valuably traded company on the stock market.
Yeah. Well, it has been for a while, actually.
You know,
they've got more cash than anybody, it seems like. But, yeah, they're starting to work. They could just buy countries now.
So yeah. Well, except for, you know, Congress is trying to break them up. You know, they would like to see these companies break up a little bit.
Yeah, they had the big four there in one of their
congressional. Did you watch any of that?
No, I just read the reviews.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. You know, it gets intense. But, you know, the whole thing on monopolies and so forth. I don't know, man. When a man's got it together and his business is just flowing, I don't know where you can regulate that.
It's tough. Well, you know, it's our whole capitalist system. It's like you're feeding the rich, and they have this insatiable appetite.
Yeah. Well,
you know, like we're gonna have our first trillionaire here pretty soon. I mean, it makes billionaires seem like.
Well,
what
was funny about that was watching those millionaire congressmen yelling at those billionaire tech giants. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I get to laugh at some of this stuff sometimes. But you know what? The entrepreneurial deal in life, where you can actually just go out and do your own thing, I think is wonderful.
Well, it's part of the American spirit.
It's the American
spirit.
Yeah. But if you stifle that. And you take that away and you start breaking up all these things and saying you can't make this much money, you know, that does away with everything that we were taught. You know, I was taught to go out and make your way, you know.
Me too.
And if you're making your way and you're really good at it, so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
nobody
there's
got to
be a limit.
That.
You know, I think that's the whole point. There's got to be a limit because, you know, when you have a trillionaire, you have a whole lot of people that don't have anything because, you know, all the money is getting siphoned to the top, to the point where it's so obvious, you know, that little pinnacle at the top, it just sucked up so much of the resources. I mean, all the people, like, you know, you can have half of the income represented by like a half a dozen people.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with this picture? Well, it's this disparity that it creates. But a lot of it has to do with the culture that develops. You know, like we have our IT culture, we have, you know, different ethnic group cultures, we've got cultures for everything.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, for example, one thing that got me is when Pompey was talking about the, you know, the U.S.-China challenges and says, well, you know, we've got to change their culture. You don't change a culture. Culture is what, you know, what people actually, this is how they are. And, I mean, you could help, you know, create the boundaries to kind of contain it. It's like narcissism. You know, what do you do with a narcissist? Well, you build your boundaries.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can protect yourself, or else you're going to feel like you're being run over by a steamroller. You
know, and these companies are big. Some of them are just absolutely
powerful.
Well, that's
the whole thing. Institutions are just driving everything to the point where the individual is just getting lost.
I saw that this morning in, you know, some of the big tech companies. Like, you know, NVIDIA, they've always had the monopoly on the GPU technology. Mm-hmm. Or the CPU technology. Now they're going, or the GPU. Was it the GPU first? Now they're going for the CPU. They're buying out some of these other companies. And it was ARM that sells the GPU technology. They're buying that. And so they're going to own the monopoly on the CPU and the GPU. But they're going after this, and they're trying to buy up ARM's whole deal on that. And then they'll just be in control of everything, because then they'll have the cell phone market as well as the computing market. So NVIDIA could be another one of these big, huge giants in that tech market.
Yeah, it's been this slow shift from, you know, like going into institutions that corporations are just so huge now that they're pretty much kind of controlling things. And even a handful of people, like I say, are really taking things. But, you know, how do we balance that? I think there's a lot of stuff that needs to be kind of not just scrutinized, but there has to be a better way of moving forward. Because right now, especially now that we're in this kind of COVID cycle, where it's like we're in this coma that we're waking up from. It's like Rip Van Winkle. Hey, this is a different world now.
Yeah.
And finding out that, hey, this is going to be this way for a while.
It's going to be this way for a long time. And, you know, the tech giants like, Jeff Bezos coming in there and, you know, Amazon just doing what they're doing. If you stop and think about what they're doing now, they're capitalizing on this. Because the COVID thing, you know, a lot of people now are afraid to go shopping. So the only place you can go that you can just get it delivered right to you is Amazon.
Online.
And that's where it's going. And so some of these giants that own like this and, eBay and some of these different places that you can have stuff shipped right to your home. I was looking at some of the things that Amazon provides. You know, they provide so many, not just, you know, going out and purchasing just items, but you can purchase, you know, you can watch movies. You can stream a lot of things. They have their own TV, their own storage. I mean, these companies are big. And there's a lot going on but they're capitalizing on this coronavirus thing. You know, a guy like me, I hate going into a place where I'm required to wear a mask. I just do. And so if I don't want to go in there now, I can just order some stuff from them that I need. Why go into a store? But it takes away from local business. But, you know, I would honestly rather go there than Walmart. So, you know, that's my own personal feeling. But at the same point, other people think like I do, and I've watched their stocks continually growing on Amazon, and I've thought, you know, I need to get into this stock market because it's going to keep climbing for a while because I don't think we're coming out of this anytime soon. And,
Well, everything's getting reshaped. You know, the economy, what they said, that shrunk like 33%. You know, that's a third of the economy that shrunk that isn't there now.
Annualized.
That was
annualized.
It was annualized.
It was 9% overall, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that snapshot was scary. It got a lot of people's attention.
It was. It was. Yeah. Because now it's just like we're tearing. Everything's kind of getting torn down to the point where, you know, it's coming back up. But there's a lot of outfits like Amazon, for example, that are thriving in this environment because it creates a whole different set of needs that weren't there before. You know, so now, and then you won't be able to swing that back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of those things. Usually you see a pendulum swing one way, and then eventually has a swing back. You know, but some things, they're just going to start not going back.
They're going to just elevate instead of swing.
Well, I noticed most tech companies seem to be doing well because, you know, the technology, people, they need technology.
Well, you can't do without it anymore. How do you run a business without any computer systems?
Exactly, yeah. It's kind of an interesting thing to watch, and I've been kind of watching it from afar. But I'm seeing things changing drastically in the tech world, and so I think that Congress sees it. You know, they're trying to regulate it, try to figure out how to do this. The stifling of free speech and all that's the scary part. You know, how do we stop the big giants from being able to tell you who they want to talk and who not? That's going to be a debate for a long time to come. And, of course, elections coming up, how that's going to be affected by technology. You know, there's just so much stuff that we have to look at. But in our everyday lives, people rely a lot on technology. They rely on people like you and I because we do technology work and be able to help them in their technology needs. And that's the great thing about the two of us that we like to enjoy. We enjoy helping people. And I know you do. We've had this discussion many times, Charles.
We have.
You know, we like to help people. We like to be part of making life easier for you.
Well, it's helping people move forward.
Exactly.
You know, because the whole thing is when technology is great until it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and when you hit that wall, I mean, it could be very simple. As a matter of fact, the calls that I'm getting right now are on the increase for, well, I can't get my printer to work or, you know, It's stuff that it's designed for the end user to be able to take care of themselves. Well, it's just gotten to be too much.
Yeah.
You know? So now there's stuff in there that you can't decipher. And it's just like we were talking earlier about the whole culture is making this shift as well. But, you know, those are subtle changes that are kind of ingrained into how you move forward, you know,
because
there's too many different agendas. That's the challenge we have in this country is, you know, everybody seems to be going different directions at the same time, and that sure doesn't help as far as addressing this issue with the COVID. I mean, we've got to get aligned somehow. It's just like this ability to focus.
Sure.
It's just kind of fallen by the wayside, because if you can't focus, how do you move forward?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm reading this book right now called Free to Focus. And it's really a good good read, because it helps you do that. It says, well, you got to get rid of all this stuff that doesn't do you any good, because, you know, just like advertising, TV, I mean, all the medias. I mean, you get on the computer, anywhere you go, it's pulling you off of the track. I mean, there's a rail. You got to put yourself on this track so that you can keep moving in this direction. Yeah. That's your mission, your vision, and who you're about. Well, when you get taken away from that, you know, sometimes it's hard to get back on.
Yeah.
I mean, you've basically gotten off your horse, and all of a sudden you look for your horse. Well, it was there a minute ago.
Yeah, and it's gone now. I relate to that. I mean, especially in this technology world, I get lost so easy, and you get sidetracked so much into what's coming out that's new. You know, people are always, and I was going to say this earlier, people are always about what's the newest thing on the market. And sometimes it's not always best to jump on that train. You know, everybody's gone to these brand new phones that have really high-end cameras. But the problem with it is a lot of the software taken to run these machines conflicts with the hardware. And sometimes when you develop a problem, you don't know if it's hardware or software. Used to be in the old days, I could say, oh, yeah, your camera's just wiggling. The iris has gotten damaged. It needs to be replaced. But now it could be a software issue, because some of the programs can cause that to happen. And I saw that the other day. I brought up a picture on my phone that was one of these ones they call a live photo. Do you know what that is? Where if you press on the photo, it comes to life for a few seconds. So like if I take a picture of you for a few seconds, it's going to record like a snippet of video, but it's a photo. Mm-hmm. But you have to push on the photo in order to make it activate. Well, I pushed on this one that was a starburst of cool colors, and I thought that would make a neat background. And I pressed on it, and it started doing all this movement. Well, then it went into some kind of a tangent, and it just went crazy on my screen. And I was like, what? Is this a problem with my phone? Ended up being that picture had some kind of a software glitch in it. And it just took over my screen. It wouldn't go off. I couldn't get it to shut off. And so I had to literally reset my phone, shut it down, and reboot it in order to get, force boot it, in order to get that to go away. So, you know, these things become more and more technological. And this week alone has been the worst week for cameras. Everybody's camera keeps shutting off to black. And you can't determine if it was because of the drop that they had or if the camera itself software is not enacting the camera. So it's been a pretty challenging week.
Troubleshooting 101.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. We've got more Tech Talk coming up in just a moment. It's 7:44. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos. Think about it. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 text and by Dungis Family of Autos.
Air guitar there. It is 7:45. Back to Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome here. at 1-800-749-5936. Charles and Charles in charge.
You know, one thing that's kind of developed for me quite a bit is all this remote access that I've been kind of doing for a long time is kind of taking center stage, you know, because now I don't have to run around so much. I mean, the customers that have the remote access tools that I use, you know, just gives me the option. I just talk them through this remote.
And you can actually take control of their mouse and move it around.
Yeah, I can control the whole machine. I can restart it. I can, you know, pretty much make the modifications that needed to kind of clean machines up.
And home.
Yeah, from anywhere. So that's what my office is kind of geared for now. It's almost like a little studio environment because, you know, I'm going to get into my recording stuff too for the videos and but the remote stuff works great.
Yeah.
But you don't like it. I think it was about almost 2 years ago Microsoft announced, well, we're going to have this multi-user Windows 10 operating system, so you could have 10 users using the same computer, because most computers are sitting there idling, not doing anything. Well, then a year later it says, oh, by the way, it's only going to run on the cloud. You know, so they do have that option, but they won't license it to anybody just so they could do it themselves. See, that's the challenge. That's where institutions take over your environment. Now you're not home anymore. You know, it's not like we're not in Kansas. We're not in Oklahoma. You know, we're elsewhere.
Yeah, we're clouding around.
We are. So having that stuff run remote, it's it's definitely doable. But the fact that they're kind of locking it up so that you can't do that stuff, because personally, I like having control of my environment at home first or in the office before it goes out there. Now you got to depend on the stuff out there and hope you can get to it from the office.
Yeah.
So that's kind of creating its own unique challenges, and that's why I'm working on all these different scenarios that let you manage the environment locally.
Mm-hmm.
So if the internet completely goes down, you still have control over your environment, because I think that's going to be kind of the next wave as people move to the cloud. When it's down, you're down.
Well, that's happened to me already with QuickBooks. We've had that discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to kind of make that shift. And so, you know, you don't have to be totally dependent upon the internet connection. I mean, I think it's, that's why I'd like to work with local guys. You know, we've got a data center downtown that that's able to offer that service so that we at least, you know, as a community, we can operate that, because, I mean, when the internet's down, companies are just out of business.
Yeah. That's exactly right, and it can happen quickly. We lost an internet connection the other day at my shop, and I was trying to take transactions. You know, people come pick up their phone, they can't pay for it because my credit card machine works off of Wi-Fi, so no internet service. So I ended up having to resort to my phone with a hotspot in order to link those two together in order to be able to take credit cards. It would have saved the information in there. I could have gone ahead and done the transaction and then uploaded it later. But, you know, at the time, it was just more feasible to just put it up on, you know, a system where I can actually just use mine as a hub. Mm-hmm. My phone as a hub, and just put me in there and get something going again.
Yeah, and the routers do. You know, if you get a decent router, you can have a hotspot as a backup device. Like, for example, like if you're all of a sudden your internet goes down, it'll just resort to the slower connection, you know, which is going to be your hotspot, but at least you're not down.
You're not down.
You're just going to run slow. Yeah.
Gentlemen, I believe we have a phone call. Hi, you're on the air with Tech Talk. Good morning. Your question.
Yes, mine's just completely different. What I am really interested in is I have a Mac and I have an iPad. I'm interested in pictures. How do I save them? I'm on the cloud, but I'm running out because, unfortunately, I also like to save memes off of there that I like. I like lots of things, and I screenshot it. But I want to know how I can save just the pictures and put them on a separate device where I can put that device back up onto my Mac and pull the pictures up so I can just look at the pictures.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways. Well, there's probably more than a couple, actually. Mm-hmm. Ways of you can store your pictures, but what you have to be careful of is if you you can use Dropbox, you can use the iCloud, but you know when you get up to 5 gigabytes or something,
yeah,
all of a sudden they make you buy more storage.
Exactly, that's what I want to take. I don't want to No, I on the iCloud, I would like to have that just for pictures to store and not to save all this other stuff, but I don't know how to, you know, well, there's the difference between what I want and what I don't want, and then I would like to have a separate device just for the pictures.
Well, here's what I would recommend. You know, if you're going to, if you're on an iDevice, you know, like an iPhone or a Mac product, they make what they call an iFlash drive, and you can find those on Amazon. And that iFlash drive works with your what we call the lightning port, you know, the actual lightning charging port on your phone. And you can take
No,
that.
I don't.
Well, the lightning port is where you put your cord to charge your phone. It's the little thin.
And the other cable. The other thing is, my phone is a Samsung because I don't do, my phone is strictly phone. I don't use it for anything else.
Well, on a Samsung phone, if you have a newer Samsung phone, they have what they call an SD drive. And that SD drive is a micro SD card, and you can store tens of thousands of photos on it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have an Android, and my little SD card, I think, is 256 gigabytes.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
That's like a huge hard drive. And then it's just, but then, you know, the challenge is you still want to be able to keep that somewhere else, because I don't know if you want everything on your phone. So you really do need a service. And what I personally use is Google. You know, because with, like, if you
I do that too. I've got Google Photos and I've got the iCloud Photos, but I guess I just don't know how to navigate the other thing. So I was thinking if I had something I could take it off of, then I could just stick in and say, okay, there you are.
Well, what you do is when you have your Gmail account, you know, on your Mac, and you have your Gmail account on your phone, you one thing that you have in common is you can use your Google Drive. There's a G drive that you can basically click on, and it gives you like 15 gigabytes of space, I mean, for free. And then, like, I bumped mine up to, I think mine is like 200 gigabytes now.
Yeah.
So I can do backups. I can do backups to that kind of stuff, and that way you can have a ton of storage out there. And that's probably the easiest one to navigate. Because
the Google?
Yeah.
The Google thing? Okay.
Yep. So when you have it on your Mac, you can just go to... There's the little nine little dots off to the top right. When you click on that, you'll see one of the applications is your G Drive, which is your Google Drive. And then on your phone, there's actually a G Drive. You know, you can go to the Google Drive and load the app. Now you can run that app, and it works in conjunction with your Gmail, and it lets you store all your stuff up there, because that way it's at least in a safe place that, you know, it's not going to go away. They'll back it up, and you can just retrieve it from whatever device you want.
So, okay.
So that's what I would do, since that's what you have, because Google Country is kind of Android oriented.
Okay. Friendly.
And it works well.
Now, can I do that from my iPad?
Certainly. Same way.
Okay. Now I have Google Drive on my iPad. I don't have it on my Mac.
Well, you just load it. You just run it.
Okay.
Like, if you go to Gmail itself, you'll see those three little dots.
Right-hand corner.
Yeah, top right-hand corner. Click on there, and you'll see G Drive is one of the options. When you click on that, all of a sudden it opens up the folders, and you have your access to your G Drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway. Well, I can look at it at least.
Yeah, well, you can transfer stuff up and down. I mean, it gives you that
flexibility.
Yeah, it's really easy to use. I think that would be your best bet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your knowledge. Certainly. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate your listenership.
Yeah, we enjoy having callers. You know, it's nice to be able to help somebody with that. And the Google Drive is powerful. I mean, people store a lot of information up there.
Oh,
so that's a good deal for her.
Well, you know, you can actually just Google stuff like this. You can do a Google search. That's why, you know, 90% of the people use Google for their search engine. But then it goes to YouTube, where you can actually see this stuff being done. But I've noticed YouTube videos are just getting so vast, and there's so much junk in there.
It's hard to weed it out.
It's hard to find good ones.
Yeah.
That's why I think what we need to do is create our own little instructional video format so that we can navigate through that stuff through our own mechanism, and it's more of a consistent way.
Because, we've talked about that with with what we're going to be doing in near future.
That's what I'm getting primed for.
Is that going to be Charles Squared? Is that what we're going to have?
Yeah, Charles Squared.
The cyber shaman.
The cyber shaman. But yeah, we've got to do something like that to be able to help people, because that is a good question she had this morning.
Sure.
How do you separate all that? You know, because you've got all the stuff for your phone, mm-hmm. all your other data. You don't want to have it up with all your photos. You want to be able to just go to your photos.
Well, there needs to be, drive. Like, I think when you get just about any gadget, you need to be able to know how to navigate.
Yeah.
It's going to be different on every device. Yes. And when you start using, you look for that common ground so that it becomes easy to navigate from one device to the other. Like when you're going from your phone to the iPad to your desktop, you know, as you go around, at least you can still have everything work.
Right.
You know, to create that, those, like she's trying to share pictures.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll have more of Tech Talk coming up in just a little bit. After this 1 minute time out.
If you are a certified mechanic in need of a job working for a top local company, apply immediately to Roman's Chevrolet Buick in Independence. Roman's is looking for a full-time ASE GM certified mechanic to work in their service department. Roman's is a busy, fast-paced place to work with a positive environment. If this sounds appealing to you and you have the right qualifications, stop by and see Brian Ballard any weekday from 9 to 5 at Roman's Chevrolet Buick, 2313 West Main in Independence. Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ernestheatandair.com.
Good morning. It is 7:57, and we've got news coming up in just a little bit. This is Tech Talk, and if you've got a question or a comment, you can always pop in right here at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Mall, Charles Miller, all right here in studio to provide the brain power behind it all.
Well, it's pretty weak then at that point.
I don't know.
We do have good conversation, though. He and I get together every once in a while. We're going to probably see each other more often here in the near future. But being able to help people with, you know, just specific problems, there's so many things that we encounter every day.
Well, mm-hmm. and everybody has a different view. You know, like, for example, I think there's a series of stuff you have to go through to get familiar with any device. Just like I was mentioning navigation. There's, if you don't know those basic things, all of a sudden you'll be going along. All of a sudden, I didn't go to the second grade, so I didn't learn that. You know, so, but you can't skip those things. You can, but then it makes it more painful down the road.
Oh, yeah.
That's why with any devices, that's why I like your idea of bringing in some of these guys, like from U.S. Cellular, and because, you know, they can actually address those things for their environment. And that's what I think we need to do. It's like cultures. You know, you're shifting from culture to culture. Look how many cultures we get exposed to in a single day.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with my tech bar that I'm wanting to put together. Yeah.
Tech bar.
Yeah, we're going to put together a tech bar where, you know, like, for instance, U.S. Cellular, like he was just talking, or AT&T, can come up and meet with their people once a month and say, we're going to be there on that date. If you have questions, come on up and talk to us outside of their store. Where you don't have to go through that whole rigmarole down there. Wow. You can come and sit and ask questions. Wow. Find out what phone suits you, what service suits you.
Yeah, and have some presentations where we can address specific topics.
Exactly.
We're getting to that time. Where can we find you, Charles Mall?
ITVillage.one.
And NBR Electronics, 510 South Keeler.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. A great show, as always. Can't wait to get you back in studio here next week. Take care and have yourselves a great day. Still to come, we've got news on the way, plus local news, and check on your forecast as well. Stay